Nicholas sighed. With all the patience of a holy martyr. You remember how in the Bible we are told that God sent rain for 40 days and 40 nights and the whole world was drowned except for Noah, who built an ark, that's to say, a boat, and he floated to safety and started up the human race all over again after the flood dried up? Is it rain then? Are we all to be drowned, me and you and little Allison and the cat? All, said Nicholas in sepulchral tones, unless he told the carpenter to fetch three big watertight barrels and to hang them up among the roof beams of the house by stout hemp ropes, a barrel for each of them. When the rains come, the flood will rise and rise until it sets the barrels afloat. Then, at a given signal, we shall cut the ropes and float away on the tide. Take a bite of bread and cheese up there with you. We may be floating about for some time before God ends the flood. Calling down blessings from heaven on Nicholas, the carpenter hung the three barrels in the roof, climbed into one, and sat waiting for the flood. When, after an hour or so, it got boring waiting for the flood, he dozed off and dreamt he was ruling the empty world with Allison on one side of his throne and Nicholas on the other.